You may have heard Pope Benedict XVI decried the loss of firm moral foundation in law and scientific research when he met on Monday, 12th of February, with a group of very special people. In fact, from the 12th to the 14th of February here in Rome, a conference is taking place focusing on natural law and morality. A conference my colleague Catherine Smybert, who has particular interest in this issue, is following for us. Stay tuned as she reports, beginning, of course, with Pope Benedict's words.
In his address to the international group of scientists, lawyers, philosophers, and theologians, Pope Benedict stressed the urgency that natural law be deeply considered and that ways might be discovered to incorporate it better into our contemporary world.
È fuori dubbio che viviamo un momento di straordinario sviluppo.
The Holy Father warned that if natural law is not respected, then life, family and society become victims of ethical relativism. Pope Benedict pointed out the contradictions of the present time, characterized by technological progress, saying we see all the great advantages of this progress, but we also increasingly note the threats of destruction of the gift of nature. He added that there's another danger, less visible but no less disturbing, the method, which allows us to increasingly know the rational structures of matter, which makes us ever more incapable of seeing the source of this rationality. Creative reason. The Holy Father also pointed out the duty to seek the truth, a necessary assumption of any authentic maturity of the person.
Che ci permette di conoscere sempre più le strutture razionali della materia.
One of the participants at the papal audience and speaker at the conference is Father Terence Kennedy, a Redemptorist professor at the Pontifical Alphonsianum University here in Rome. He underlined a few other points the Pope made.
He discussed a little bit about the scriptures and St. Paul's reference that, without using the expression, the law being written in the heart. Well, it's God's law from creation that's been written in the human heart, and then Revelation comes along to clarify that. He went on then to make some points from Gaudium et Spes about marriage and the family, and that they are what we call natural institutions. They have a basis in what God did in creation and what he wants from creation, and in that sense they belong to natural law. And then the last thing I remember about the Pope's discourse, among many points, was the encouragement to study these problems and to make the Church's teaching actual.
The conference is examining both the perspectives and problems surrounding the issue of natural law. Father Kennedy explains its importance.
It is so much part of us, but it can be obscured and it can be corroded away. And when you get, if you like, bad morality and bad moral custom and it gets rooted in a society, you actually begin to lose your grip on these principles, even do good and avoid evil. And when you get on that sort of open sea where there's no point of reference anymore, that's why I think we've got a crisis at the moment. Yeah, the Magisterium of the Church has intervened on this type of issue over the last 20 years, in Encyclicum Veritatis Splendor, then Fides et Ratio. And this conviction is an attempt to look at that and to see if it can be received better and penetrate more, say, into everyday Catholic teaching at various levels.
The Church considers natural law ethically binding, and as Pope Benedict says, it doesn't depend on the will of the legislator. This is where the application of natural law becomes imperative to our contemporary world. The Holy Father uses the examples of laws threatening families and society, alluding to legislation permitting abortion and euthanasia. He says no law made by man can subvert the law written by the Creator without society being dramatically injured at the base of its foundation. The Pope specifically speaks of the need to defend human life from its beginning to its natural end and of the need to defend marriage. The conference is going on to explore the epistemological problems about how natural law can be worked out in thought and logic, as well as examining how natural law impinges upon civil law. And though there are lots of perspectives being analysed, Father Kennedy says that the conference and the Pope feel the duty to affirm once again that not everything that is scientifically feasible is also ethically licit.
It covers a very wide range of issues in 2.5 days. Sure, there'll be lots of points of view in the group there. Even among Catholic thinkers, it's the last 40, 50 years has seen attempts to try and formulate natural law in different ways as often enough as a set of human goods or what they call the person adequately considered. What I think, though, you have to get back to a very fundamental level, goes back to God as creator, and that he made the person, he made the person good and for goodness with himself. Now, I think that just the discussion of what's good in the here and now is not sufficient. You need to look at the whole vocation of man, if you like, of humanity, and that is a vocation.
My thanks there go to Catherine Smybert's guest for sharing with us his expertise. He's Father Terence Kennedy, a Redemptorist who's a professor at the Pontifical Alphonsianum University here in Rome. And of course, many thanks to Catherine herself.